Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. It's another week of basketball here in the Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. I'm your host, Sydney Ruth Mulvannon.
I'm Graham Thomas, joining you from Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Leland Barclay is in the River Valley. It's been a fun last couple of weeks here. We're ready to break down all the action.
And of course, we're counting down our top five and gimme five, the best performers across the region. This is Prep Rally. Prep Rally, let's get into some games from this past week, you guys. Graham, start us off.
It was a fun week, wasn't it? So, Leland, let's talk about the big one from last Tuesday night. We had the Fort Smith Northside girls with a big win over Fayetteville. Sydney, I think you were there, and I know we all kind of had a vested interest in it. I mean, Northside coming from behind to grab a huge win over Fayetteville.
Yeah, but I mean... their defense was just something else. I mean, Fayetteville had control of that game until the fourth quarter. But it always comes down to defense, even in basketball, it seems.
And Fayetteville and Northside, you know, the girls, they've had quite a, you know, I think it's safe to say a little bit of a rivalry through the years because they've played against each other for so long. So, a game like that is not surprising for them to play.
And it was kind of a rematch of last year's state final as well. So,
absolutely.
I know that that was a main motivator for a lot of the Fayetteville girls that night. But you guys, you know what I found out?
What?
They just can't wait to hear. But I found out, so a lot of the younger generation at Fayetteville doesn't know what the F is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I honestly had never heard of the F until you, Sydney. So you're teaching me something, and I'm an older generation.
No, but that was the crazy part is we interviewed Peyton Cottle and Coach Vic Rimmer, and Peyton had no idea when I said throw up the F. And then with Coach Rimmer, he was like, all the way. I was like, are you kidding me? How do these young kids don't know? Well, anyone who's watching who's from Fayetteville, a true bulldog throws up an F. I just wanted to make that clear.
Well, you know, and here's what I want to say about the Lady Purple Dogs. They didn't win the game, but they show that they can compete with a team like Fort Smith Northside.
Yeah.
What that means is that they're a contender just like anybody else in that conference. That leads me to say that Springdale Harbor girls are undefeated, and we have a clash coming up in a couple of weeks between Northside and Springdale Harbor, which is going to be just a great game. But then you still have – this is just incredible. You have four other teams in this conference that I think can knock off either one of those teams, and that would be Fayetteville, Bentonville, when they're healthy, Springdale, defending conference champs, and how about Bentonville West, who's off to a really good start, too, in conference play, and came up with a big win over Springdale the other night. So this is going to be, Leland, I think, a very interesting race to the finish in this girls' league.
Well, you know, last year was the first year that they went to an all January and February schedule once Northside was added back in. Because 2 years ago and 3 years ago, they played in the two games in December, and the conference coaches hated that. But the fact that they moved those two games to January and February means there's 2 weeks now that they play three games. So to say that it's a grind, and I know we mentioned that last week, a grind, but not only a grind, it's a 16-game schedule. Two of the weeks they play three games, or well, I guess the first week they started on Saturday, but still, it's a grueling schedule, and it's more about the marathon than the sprint in the 6A West.
I was just going to move on over to the 5A West, Sydney. How about those Farmington girls, Easton McCullough, 53 points. In a win over Greenwood in a game that Farmington was actually trailing at halftime and was down by as many as nine at one point. And Easton McCullough just basically said, forget about this. I'm going to go score 53 points. We're going to win by 24 points. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, and I think it's interesting too, that, you know, of course during football season, you know, and the career of Kane Archer at Northside, doing things that, really sent us back looking for things. Easton McCullough is doing the same thing as just a sophomore in basketball. She has, she scored 56 points in a tournament game earlier this year. She scored 53 in a conference game, Friday night. So she is allowing us or forcing us to go back and look at some things and say, wow, when was the last time this was done? And that was the most points scored by a conference player, a conference girl, since Laura Davidson in 2009 scored 58 points for Greenwood. That was in an overtime game. Easton McCullough scored 53 points in four quarters. So it's going to be fun watching her the rest of this season, also her career.
Well, hey, Sid, I'm feeling like a prep rally road trip over there in Farmington for you guys.
Well, earlier, before you moved on to the 5A, I was going to mention that in the 6A, we filmed a prep rally road trip with the Fayetteville girls against Northside, and that's coming out this week, so make sure you stay tuned. And in a few weeks, we got a showdown with Farmington as well for a prep rally road trip, so stay tuned for all those road trips coming out. It's been pretty exciting. We have one out already with the Harbor Boys, so keep updated with that.
Outstanding. Of course, you've been invited down to the River Valley as well.
We thank you so much for the invitation, Leland. And you never know. You might see us pop down there.
Well, and that wasn't official. That was an official invitation, by the way.
Thank you.
That means Leland's also paying for lunch. So, hey, why don't we stay with the girls basketball here for just another quick note. Shiloh Christian girls with a big, big win at Pea Ridge last Friday. They have taken over sole place of first place in the 4A1. Pea Ridge and Berryville are right on their heels, though. That ought to be a fun league to keep up with as we go down the stretch. Sydney, going back on the boys' front, going back to your Fayetteville Bulldogs, how about them rallying in overtime to beat Rogers? They were down double digits for sure and just willed their way to a conference win on the road at Rogers last Friday. I don't think anybody was surprised that they did that. I was kind of surprised they were down by so far, but they turned it around and won that game. And then another one, Leland, our guy Walter Woody was there for this one, but Fort Smith Northside stuns Bentonville at the buzzer Friday night.
Another buzzer beater in the River Valley, and we'll have much more on that later.
Leland hinted at the Alma Van Buren, the Battle of the Bone basketball rivalry to try to entice Sydney and the prep rally crew down there. But those Van Buren boys keep winning, and they keep, finding ways to win either, in an overtime setting or just by grinding it out or just being really good. I'd like to hear more about what the Pointers are doing down there.
Well, the two wins last week, went into overtime and had to beat Russellville on Tuesday, 74-59 in overtime. Mm-hmm. Got hot from the 3-point stripe. And after that rally on Tuesday night, Friday night had Mountain Home coming to town, two undefeated teams, and Van Buren really controlled the first three quarters. And then Mountain Home scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. And get this, they had 4 3-point plays, not three-pointers, but 4 3-point plays just in the fourth quarter. So they scored and then hit the free throw four times to get with it back, claw back within 50-41 with about almost 3 minutes left in the game. Van Buren hung on and won 58-45 to stay undefeated and set up a big week. That was a big week for Van Buren last week because both of those games were at home. And like Coach Autry, talked about, Brad Autry talked about after that game, you got to protect your house in the 5A West in any conference, really. But to win those two games was kind of must wins at home. Now they go on the road twice, including at Alma, the high-scoring Alma Airedales on Tuesday night. They scored 170 points in two wins over Greenwood and Harrison last week. So sets up a big game. And, Van Buren got 20 points off the bench on Friday night, and that was a big key to that win as well.
Well, that was a perfect segue. I was just about to ask you about the Alma Airedales. They're starting to roll a little bit. I know they did lose to Farmington, but everybody's lost to Farmington so far. So we'll see how that happens. I mean, you know, I expect a great game here Tuesday night. And if you want to read about anything that we have mentioned or didn't mention about these basketball games, check out NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com. And we're going to take a break. Sydney, I'll cut it to you.
Well, we're also going to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bedbugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West is the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. Ready, gentlemen? And a one, and a two, and a three. After all,
West knows.
Pests best.
Okay. when we come back, we will look ahead at some of the matchups for this week. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's look ahead, you guys, to some of the matches this week, starting with Bentonville West at Fayetteville.
So Tuesday night, what a huge boys game.
Mm-hmm.
Bentonville West at Fayetteville, a couple of teams that are in contention for first place in the league. You know, great boys game, but it's a sneaky good girls game too. Bentonville yep. West is much improved. I think Fayetteville is a really good team as well, so we're excited about that one. Rogers and Bentonville are playing on Tuesday. That's always an exciting time whenever the Mounties and the Tigers get together on the basketball floor. And in the River Valley, it's the rivalryest of rivalry weeks. We have Fort Smith Southside at Fort Smith Northside and Van Buren at Alma. Mm-hmm. So that's Tuesday. And then Friday, you have another rivalry, Bentonville West at Bentonville, Fayetteville and Springdale. I know that's a big rivalry game. Both the Fort Smith teams are in Rogers. Leland, everyone in the River Valley is on the road. Even you're going to have to come up this way. It's wild.
Yeah, Friday. I just hope to beat the ice storm that's coming in on Friday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Plan on making a trip up on Friday to Rogers Heritage to cover Northside to cap a big week for the Grizzlies. It's really a big week for everybody every week in the 6A West.
Well,
that road trip on Friday after the big rivalry night on Tuesday.
Well, and I was going to say the snow. I mean, we have a weather forecast. Here's your Prep Rally weather forecast for this week. some of those Friday games might change because we have a big percentage of snow on Friday. And then, as Leland said, possibly an ice storm for Friday night into Saturday. So we'll see if some of these games get rescheduled.
I would like to say, now that you've mentioned all that, Sydney, that nothing, we won't get a drop and it'll be all great. You know, to mention a couple of our other River Valley teams, though, Alma's got to go all the way to Mountain Home. Van Buren's going to Harrison. Long trips for those teams. So Farmington is in Russellville. A lot of games kind of out on the outskirts for us this week. We're going to do our best to get those results in, though, for you.
Well, and also we'll do our best, too, to kind of keep everybody informed, especially social media, about the any updates on games that are being changed. Because there's a possibility, you know, when these athletic directors get together, they may move some of those games to Thursday, possibly.
Yeah.
Yep. And just one more game I want to keep an eye on this week, and that's the Gravette Lions visiting Shiloh Christian. Big games in both the boys and girls in the 4A1. And, I mean, you know, weather permitting, that's what we're looking forward to, Sydney. You just never know this time of year, and it makes for some hectic scheduling. But, hey, once we'll get them all in at some point.
You never know. And also, we live in Northwest Arkansas. One day it's cold, one day it's hot. It just never change out your winter clothes in your closet. Make sure it's half and half, half warm, half summer, and you're good to go if you live here. But before we get into the top five and gimme five, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on all high school sports. Subscribe to our newsletter to get the top stories every single week. And additionally, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Prep Rally Sports, where we share some fun interviews and all the stuff, including our Prep Rally road trips for this basketball season. Yeah, so let's take it away with the Gimme Five, Liam.
Brody Myers, I'm from Van Buren, Arkansas, and this is River Valley Gimme Five.
These are the top five performances in the River Valley from the last week. Number five, we start with what we like to call a stat stuffer. Lee Miller of Subiaco Academy last week in a 62-28 win over Cedarville, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and 6 steals to keep the Trojans undefeated in 3A4 action and set up a huge game on Monday night against Paris for the top spot at Oscar Rush Gymnasium at Subiaco on Monday night. Number four, Parker Wanecki of County Line in a 76-44 win over St. Paul to help County Line stay undefeated. Scored 21 points to go over the 1,000-point mark in his career. And County Line has won every game in the conference thus far by an average of 41 points. Number three, Shep Newcomb, the high-scoring guard for the Alma Airedales, on Friday night in an 84-50 win against Harrison, had 22 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. And last week, as Alma scored 170 points in 2 wins that included a win over Greenwood on Tuesday night, he scored 55 points and doled out 15 assists in those 2 games. Number two, Gabriel Johnson, the 6'5 forward for Van Buren Senior, in wins over Russellville and Mountain Home last week, he combined for 33 points and 37 rebounds. He ended up, after going back and looking at the stats and everything, he finished with 18 rebounds on Tuesday against Russellville and finished with 19 rebounds on Friday night against Mountain Home. And then, of course, number one, our River Valley Democrat Gazette Players of the Week. Number one, Kaylee Ward from Mansfield led her team, to the Lady Tigers, to 3 wins last week with a win over Boonville on Monday in a makeup game, a win over Charleston for first place on Wednesday, and then another game against Boonville on Friday night. She combined to score 73 points and yanked down 33 rebounds in those 3 wins. And she has now scored 1,699 points in her career and is the school's all-time leading scorer already with lots of basketball left to play. And then, of course, our boys' player of the week, Javen Bullock, on Friday night with Northside down 1 point after hitting 2 free throws. The 3rd free throw was a miss. He grabbed an offensive rebound and in the same motion put the ball back up and in the basket for a game winner for a 73-72 win over Benville, which capped a 28.9 for Bullock and a great buzzer beater and a comeback for the Grizzlies. And one more thing, this is the biggest week in Oklahoma in our area with the LaFleur County Tournament playing its 102nd consecutive year. It is the oldest true county tournament west of the Mississippi River in the United States. Hopefully the weather doesn't affect that late in the week, but games every single day, starting with on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 3 different sites. So that's the highlights from the River Valley in the last week.
Hi, my name is Madison Pizer. This is the NWA Top 5 Go Wolverines.
And we call it a top five. We're going to start off with a bonus this week. And that goes to Fayetteville volleyball coach Jessica Phelan, who announced that she's resigning as Fayetteville volleyball coach. She's been there a long time, coached a lot of really great teams, several state champions. They're in the mix every year. And congratulations to her on a great career at Fayetteville. Don't know what she has planned next, but you know that she'll still be around the game in some form or fashion. And Shout out to Coach Phelan at Fayetteville. Number five, this is kind of a combo number five with Press Taylor of Farmington going for 29 points in the win against Greenwood last week. How about our guy Eli Schwartzman, Leland? You're a stat guy. 28 assists in one game against Harrison. And then he had 13 points and 10 assists against Greenwood. He's just a really good distributor. And Farmington, man, they are really, really good. They've lost one time all year in non-conference play, and they're just annihilating people so far this year. Number four, Elena Owenby, 31 points for Lifeway Christian in a 62-60 win over Alpena, who, by the way, had some really great performances from Emmy Ray with 28 points and Addie Bryant with 25 points. What a great game that was between Lifeway Christian and Alpena. Elena Owenby, 31 points, though, was made the difference for the Lady Warriors. Number three, I'm seeing this quite a bit here, but the Bergman Panthers, they have guys just lighting up the scoreboard each and every night. They had four guys in double figures Friday and on Tuesday of last week. In the game Friday, Beckett Keeter had 22 and Hayden Jones had 20 points and 11 rebounds. The Bergman Panthers are 25-5, 7-0 in the league. They are always dangerous. What a great program Bergman has over there. And they'll be a contender in Class 3A once again. Number two, sophomore Maddie Reese of Bentonville West scored 30 points in a win against Rogers last week. I'm telling y'all, Bentonville West is a team not many people are talking about, but they're big, athletic, they're young. But they're going to be a real load to handle, I think, for some teams, and they're going to make an impact in the 6A West girls standings before it's all said and done. Number one, our Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Players of the Week this week. You have Easton McCullough of Farmington. No surprise there. She scored 53 points. She hit 10 three-pointers, including five in the fourth quarter, as Farmington beat Greenwood 73-50. And that's a game that I remind you, Greenwood was up by 9 at one point. And then earlier last week, she had 31 points and 10 rebounds in a win against Harrison. We all know Easton's a great player, and she really showed out this last week. And then DJ Hudson is our boys player of the week from Fayetteville. Was in early foul trouble last week, and Fayetteville was down to Rogers by double digits. He gets back in the game, starts playing, and scores 23 points as the Purple Dogs rally to come back and nip Rogers in overtime. DJ Hudson, I'm telling you, you just can't, you can't underestimate how much 6'7" and a long wingspan can do for you when he's out on the floor. So he's a really good player. That's our top five in Northwest Arkansas. Sydney, it's all yours.
Thanks, Graham. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show, and make sure you are on the lookout for our prep rally road trips this week. And we hope you have a great day. This is Prep Rally.